David Boyer says the Roger Staubach Cowboys of the 70s convinced him that Dallas was his team, but he tries never to show his football affiliation in the city of Philadelphia, rather keeping his feelings in the closet.
For years, I hid that fact. I would not, whenever the conversation came around to football, I would not tell people I was a Cowboys fan because I knew the reaction I would get in Philadelphia. And I just kind of kept it quiet, unless, of course, they were in the Super Bowl, and then I would make my true allegiance known.
Eagles fans can be pretty hostile when confronted with a Cowboys fan, evoking images of a Jets versus the Sharks rumble in West Side Story. It's very different in Dallas, where native Philadelphian Robert King says you can wear your Eagles cap or shirt with pride and without fear of a beating just because people are, well, dare we say nice? He says living there was an adjustment.
I felt at that point that I was starting to slow down, that my speech was slowing down, that country music was making sense, that I had a desire to buy a shotgun with the taxes I wasn't paying. I started worrying about it because I was still losing my inner edge. And the only way to really get through it is there are a tremendous number of exiles from the Northeast down here. So we all get together at a bar and we watch the Eagles on Sunday. That sort of gets me through the rest of the week.
Cowboys fan Brad Allman says he'll proudly be wearing his Cowboys gear on Sunday in Philadelphia. And even though Tony Romo won't be the quarterback, he still believes Dallas will win the game.
The ultimate answer to me, quite honestly, on Sunday, is neither team's going anywhere anyway this year. Neither team is capable of beating the Saints. And that's the sad truth. Doesn't matter. I mean, look, on any given Sunday, we all know anything can happen. But you're not going to beat Seattle, and you're not going to beat the Saints. You're not going to beat San Francisco. One of those three is going to represent the NFC.
I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.